Zakt de Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Nedarim, Perig Yud Aleph, Mishnah Ches. Hamudar Anah, Mechoisnoi. This person asserted himself, he made a neder, where he asserted himself to have Hanah from his shver, from his father-in-law. Vahu, he, meaning the father-in-law, writes the law, says Lebitai Mois, he wants to give his daughter money. But he has to do it in such a way that his son-in-law doesn't get it, because his son-in-law can't have enough from him. So, Oyma La, the father says to his daughter, the wife of the person who made this neder, Harei Amo Esa'elu, this money, Nisunim Lach, is given to you, Bimatan, as a gift. Ubilvad, but on the condition, provided, Shelo Yehei Lebailech, Rishos Ben, your husband should have no kayach over this money. In order to work that out, he continues, Ella, the only thing you can use this money for is Masha'at noises v'noisenes b'ficha. What you buy and put into your mouth, that's what you can use this money for. Be'emes. So she didn't have this money to buy her bread or cottage cheese or whatever she needs. The husband would have to figure out how to get it for her. So even though the father is giving the money to the daughter in such a way that it avoids the husband but doesn't the husband gain by it? Isn't he saved from the tircha of having to provide food for his wife? And the answer is, says the Batanura, saving him from tircha, that's not called hana. So what did we learn in our Mishnah? Mishnah Ches, we learned that Hamudar hana mechoisnai, this man must have been upset with his father-in-law. He asked himself to have any hana from his father-in-law. The father-in-law wants to give money to the daughter. But normally when you give money to a wife, the husband has rights to that money. Exactly how this works, how the husband has rights, we learned about that in Masechtas Ksubis. But basically, if a woman gets a matana, you're supposed to purchase karka, and the husband eats the payrais. So if the father says, I'm going to give his daughter a matana, the husband has enough from it. And the husband made a neder that he can't have enough from the father-in-law. So what can the father-in-law do over here? He wants to give his daughter money. So really, he could give her food directly, but he wants to give her money. So he has to make a tanai, I'm giving you money. This is what you can do with it. Your husband has no kayach over this money. He has to tell her what she can do with the money. That's the only way the husband has no kayach over it. Because if he gives her money plain, once again, the din is they have to buy a field and the husband eats the payrus. But if he tells her, here's money for food or here's money for shoes or whatever it is, then taka, the husband has no rights over it, so it won't be in violation of his neder.